This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
Right, we are joined this afternoon by David from the Isle of Wight Weather Centre. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Good, yeah, good. Not yes, too
you,
bad.
You weren't last week. You weren't at all well last week.
I had a rotten stinking cold last week, which sort of slowed back a few things, as you know. But hopefully this week it's all systems go.
Okay, so what are we talking about with the weather upcoming? Well, however you want to do it. What's happened and what's going to happen?
Well, I think firstly, if we look back over the last couple of weeks, and perhaps a bit further into February, it's quite an unremarkable month, really, this February. There wasn't an awful lot going on. We had a fair bit of rain last month, and we had the odd sort of storm that blew in off the Atlantic, which largely missed us. We had a few sort of gusty
sort of went round us,
days, didn't we? Yeah, we sort of a bit lucky on that. And that was it, really. I mean, obviously, yesterday was extremely foggy.
It certainly was.
It was pretty much foggy all day, really. We were sort of looking at it and we were all thinking, oh, it'll burn away by lunchtime, but it sort of didn't really.
It did in places. I was driving back home yesterday afternoon and I got to Newport. I thought it was nice and clear, it's all cleaned up. And I got to almost as far as Yarmouth and it just closed in again because my wife said it hadn't cleared all day up our end.
Yeah, it's just like out in the sticks, isn't it? It just sort of lingers and it's a bit like frost when it's frosty. You know, there's certain places around the island that sort of stuff like that sticks in other places. Like in Newport, it's fine.
Yeah, so yesterday was foggy. The day before was lovely.
It was lovely. Obviously, the warmest day of the year so far. Mm. I think that's the first time that's been mentioned yet.
That's good.
Yeah, I mean, we saw highs, I think it was 15 or 16 in Newport. So, again, for the time of year, not bad.
Not at all.
Really.
So, it's very spring-like now, then.
It definitely looks like spring has sprung, doesn't it, out there?
It technically is spring from a weather point of view now, isn't it?
Yep. The 1st of March is the meteorological autumn.
Spring, sorry.
Yeah. Autumn.
Don't wish the year away. No. We've got to have a summer yet.
So, yeah, the 1st of March... meteorological spring, but officially we don't normally, it's not known as spring until the spring equinox, which is around, I think it's the 20th of March this month. So
okay, so not long anyway.
Not long, no.
No, okay, so and what have we got to look forward to then?
In the short term it's looking mainly settled. We're not seeing any rain at the moment. We're not seeing any storms, large or small, at the moment. So, more or less settled. Our weather's being sort of driven by sort of high pressure at the moment, which is why it's looking so settled.
Okay.
And it will be a bit of a mixed bag in the way of if we get sun or if it stays cloudy.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that it's looking dry and temperatures are on the up.
Well, that's good, because with all the rain we've had, my garden almost qualifies as being a wetland.
Absolutely, yes. It's a bit muddy out there. I don't know yet if it's suitable to mow the lawn or...
Well,
because mine's almost a foot. It's a foot tall, so...
I was looking at mine this morning thinking that really needs to be cut, but it's so wet
it's
out there.
It's too wet.
One of my neighbours has cut it. I thought, oh, you... Well, I don't think... Well, it won't repeat exactly what I thought, because now it makes mine look worse.
Yeah.
And I thought, I got home yesterday, I thought there's a smell of new mown grass around it. Oh, someone's cutting their lawn already. Yeah. Okay, well, fair enough. It is long. It does need cutting.
Yeah. Just need a few more days of sort of dry weather.
Dryish weather, yeah.
Dry out a little bit.
Then you get in the summer, it gets so dry that it doesn't grow at all.
Or goes brown.
Yeah.
Which is what ours does.
So we're looking at settled weather. Is that anything to do with the jet stream?
The jet stream this time of year, it is on the move. It's sort of moving from its more winterly position, which is usually either north or south of us, and it's sort of starting to settle now where we would normally see it for this time of year.
Right.
So that means that our sort of weather now is coming off our trade winds, which is sort of more westerly.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the high pressure at the moment, it's acting as like a blocking system. So any low pressure systems that are coming in off the Atlantic sort of bounce around this high pressure system.
Right.
So it's acting a bit like a shield. It's sort of keeping us sort of dry and and sort of and warm at the moment.
Yeah, it seems. I mean, just looking at the door there, it's very pleasant out there. It's lovely.
Not, yeah, it's not cold. Not really cold.
The wind's got a little bit of an edge to it, but it's fine. And it's a nice day for getting out and doing some shopping or even doing some gardening if you want.
Yeah, definitely.
Or going down the beach.
I think personally, I'd find it a bit
early. My kids said that. When was it? Not yesterday, Thursday, because it was really nice and it felt warm indoors. Oh, can we go to the beach? It's like, no, it's only 15 degrees. It'll still be really chilly down
and
on the beach.
And the sea temperature will be really low.
It will, yeah. It's obviously, this time of year, there's no real sort of heat source to heat it up.
We've got nothing spectacular to look forward to in the weather at the moment.
At the moment, touch wood.
Keep it like that for the time being. A nice gentle progression into summer would be great. But if people want more details, how can they get them?
Okay, you can find us on Facebook. Just type in Isle of Wight Weather Centre on Facebook. We're also on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Or you can go straight to our website, which is iwweather.org.uk. And all the latest forecasts and details are on there.
iwweather.org.uk. And if you want specialist forecasts for your event, Dave would be more than happy to quote you for that, I'm sure.
Absolutely. We have a couple big events coming up, because obviously as we go through into the summer, then there's some big festivals and different things coming up on the island. Mm-hmm. So now is the time to sort of get in touch and have a chat with us.
Okay, well, that's great. Thank you for coming in, David.
You're
welcome.
We'll
see you again in a month.
Thank you for having me. www.vectisradio.com.